Chapter 5. Sweet Dreams. Emily went to bed that evening with a mug of hot milk. She found just enough space on the bedside table for her mug by pushing all her vitally important clutter to one side. Emily had promised to tidy her bedroom earlier that day, but the excitement of meeting real fairies meant that her chores were forgotten. To be quite truthful, Emily forgot her chores most days, even when there was no excitement. There were toys and pens and teddy bears and clothes and bits of this and parts of that just scattered all over her bedroom. The tidy up would have to wait for another day, thought Emily. Emily took a sip of her hot milk and began to think about the fairies. Had she really met them today? Had it all been a dream? She thought it best to record the day's events in her diary. She rummaged through her mess and found a book with 2009 in large gold letters on the cover. The diary had originally been given to her with a pen attached to it, but Emily was not the neatest of little girls, and the pen had vanished some time ago. She rummaged some more and found a pencil with no lead, and an unusable felt-tip pen without a cap, before finding a ballpoint pen with the top half chewed. It still worked. She flicked through the diary and found the 17th of July, 2 days before her birthday. In her best handwriting, she wrote her entry. Saw fairies. They were real. Honest. That ought to do it, she thought to herself. It wasn't a great diary. Most days were blank, so getting any kind of entry was momentous. She took a final sip of her milk and lay down ready for a good night's sleep. It wasn't long before her eyes were closed and she was snoring heavily.
Time to get up, roared Emily's father. Come on, get out of your pit. It's wakey time.
That can't be right, thought Emily. Surely I've only just got over to sleep.
Come on, don't have me tell you again, said Emily's father.
Emily's right eye popped open to reveal that it was, indeed, daylight outside. Her eye shut once again, and she began pondering how it could be that the night time had disappeared so quickly. Her left eye popped open this time to confirm that daylight was dominating the outside world. She quickly closed it again.
Emily! I saw you opening your eyes. Now get up. You've got some important bedroom tidying action to be getting on with.
Emily's father was becoming impatient. Emily opened both her eyes at once, and this time there was no denying that it was, in fact, wakey time. She sighed. She still felt tired. She wanted to go back to sleep, but it was wakey time. Her mood brightened, however, when she remembered that she had arranged to meet the fairies today.
Right, up and at 'em, said Emily's father. Face and teeth now. Breakfast is being made, then you can get back up here to tidy your room. There'll be no birthday presents tomorrow unless this room is spotless. I'll be checking this room this afternoon.
Emily trudged to the bathroom and made a pathetic attempt to introduce her face to some water. She did, however, brush her teeth before marching off to the kitchen to find a bowl of cereal had been left on the kitchen table for her. She ate her breakfast, then headed back upstairs to get dressed. Emily hadn't got the hang of coordinating her clothes and didn't understand the concept of accessorizing. She typically looked quite messy when she dressed herself, but this time she managed to pull a pair of jeans and yellow t-shirt from the wardrobe and she actually looked presentable. She decided that her chores could wait and that she had to meet the fairies again. Kyle was already waiting for Emily at the dangerous end of the driveway. He had his earphones in and was playing air guitar. People laughed at him as they walked by, but Kyle didn't care. One day he would be a rock and roll superstar.
Morning, Kyle, said Emily.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na, answered Kyle.
A brief pause was followed by another da-na-na-na-na-na. His eyes were closed and his air guitar strumming vaguely matched the sound he was making.
Should I stay or should I go? Thought Emily.
Kyle and Emily rejected all popular music in favour of AC/DC, The Cult, and The Clash.
Huh?
Said Kyle, as Emily tapped him on the shoulder. Oh, sorry, was getting carried away there. Was listening to The Clash, finished Emily.
Yeah, Kyle agreed.
What are we going to do today, Ems? Asked Kyle.
I've a problem, said Emily, and she went on to tell Kyle how her birthday present was being jeopardized by her lack of bedroom tidying skills.
Kyle, as she had previously suspected,
had no solution to the problem. Kyle had never tidied a bedroom. Kyle didn't understand how his bedroom was kept so tidy. Kyle was blissfully unaware that his mother tidied his room every day, and sometimes more than once a day. "Maybe Scarlet could make your dad disappear," offered Kyle. It wasn't great as a solution, but it did give Emily an idea. "Come on, let's go find Scarlet and see what she thinks I should do."